Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of The Block Church. What up, what up, what up? You are listening to the 1,498th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, better known now as Misunderstood Adrian. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to another beautiful evening at The Block. Now, if this is your first time at The Block, understand that there's protocol, but not so much protocol. What I have done is I just opened up the world to the point that I'm going to be the ear. So if you're going through something and you need me, then holler at your girl. That's how they're doing it. So today, within this week, I got a couple of different emails, and they all resorted back to whether it was love or whether it was happy. So what I did tonight was I want to say love and happy. How do we have it together like that? Or is there a way to have it together like that? And if we do have it together like that, come on in and share some goodness and wisdom on how you're doing it so that you can maybe help someone else through what it is that they call themselves doing. Because I don't know about you, but love and happiness is, to me, it was just a song. And when I realized that it wasn't just a song, people really live this thing, then I said, wow, okay. Because the one young lady that really, really, really touched my spirit, she was really trying to figure out how can she be in love but so unhappy. And I don't know. That could be you. So what I've done is we're going to put it together, and I like how we bring it to D-Block because D-Block is for the whosoever will. So that means it doesn't really matter who you are or what walk of life you have or what you pray to, that kind of thing. That's not the important part. The important part of what we know, the important part of what is needed to be done is exactly what it is that needs to be done. That's the important part. How does it all work together? So, tonight, love and happiness. 319-527-6091 is the number if you'd like to join me live on Blog Talk. However, if you do not have an access to that phone, I am live on my Facebook, Adrian Allen page, as well as Misunderstood Adrian on my YouTube channel. So, regardless of how, which way, ever, what I'm doing now is I'm inviting you to, or I should say I'm encouraging you to invite at least five people. If you can invite five people to the broadcast, then that says that at least the conversation that we will have today, you'll be able to boil it over and bubble it over, and it won't just be you speaking on what we were talking about. It'll be a bunch of people talking about it, and then you know what they say about a bunch of people talking about something. God, he does show up. And the blessing of it is if we have the people stop talking bad, then it's a real good show up because then the things that were not so great in the beginning end up manifesting into something that is so powerful and so profound. That's why it's important to know what love and happiness is all about. How can I say that I'm happy but I'm not in love? So someone would have to say, okay, well, what do you mean by love then? Because that is the thing. The problem is there's so much love in the world. We've decided that we love this, we love that. You know, not relationship love. Everything else is you love this, you love that. I love my car. You know what I mean? I love my hookah pen, okay? This is the years that we're in right now. This is the love that we got. But in all of that love, you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, where do I sit in all of it? How does it affect me? Can I smile and not be in love? Or vice versa? can I be in love and not be happy? When I read the email, it was more so, well, the way that I responded to the email was, I'm here to help you process this because I can't speak on your situation. That was me. You might be feeling some type of different. And if you do, I encourage you to press 1 because I'm sure she's listening and you will be able to help her immensely, because it's something about being in love and you're not happy. I don't understand how it would go hand in hand. I would think because the thing makes you happy, that's why you fall in love. I could be wrong, but that's the way I see the way that it goes down, or the way it should. Now, a lot of people have different ways of love. That's what I'm learning as I mature into the adult that I am. I see that people are, you know, there's like all different types of ways that people are who they are, but there's 5 main languages of love. The question is, do you know what your love language is? Because if you don't know what your love language is, then you don't really, what is it? You need like an interpreter, because one, if you don't know what it is, that means you can't give it off to somebody else so that they can know what it is and they can reciprocate what it is that they need from you or you need from them, because they're getting it off of the vibe of who you are and what happens and what you give them. So your love ends up turning into all of the happy, because now you're excited about just spending the time. So the love has built onto more love, which makes you happy, and then you got love and happiness. But maybe I'm in a fairy tale world, because maybe that's not how it really works. Maybe you really have to go deeper than that. Because see, some people like love that's fluffy. Now, I'm going to be honest. Some people like love that's like the fluffy love. You never get anything. You never do anything wrong. Everything is always great. You're always receiving gifts and that kind of thing. But there's another type of love where it's like, I love you so much that I refuse to let you do this. I know about that love. I remember the day that God loved me that much that he told me, honey, not like that. They will not know you like that. Get up off the floor, fix yourself, and get yourself, and, you know. But that was, so it wasn't really a happy place for me. However, the love was so strong that it did produce a happiness in it later on, because now as I sit and I stand, I know this is a pleasing, place to be. And if you are listening to me tonight, you are also in a pleasing place to be. Why? Because you are giving yourself a shot at something new. The topic was love and happiness. Ask yourself, what did you make the phone call for? Why and what did you want, or what are you expecting God to show up and give you in this moment? Those are the questions that you need to start asking every day in every situation that you have. Why? Because you control your happiness. I was listening to my mentor today, and he said something really funny. I like when he makes the one of those how long references. Not like how long are you going to be in the pool, but how long are you going to deal with that? Like, I've heard it a couple of ways. I've heard it with the man, the old man, the two monks, you know, the two monks and the lady that couldn't walk over the lake, and then the old monk picked the lady up. He wasn't supposed to touch her or anything like that. And then, like, he put the lady down, and then as they continued on their way, the young monk was just like, I can't get over the fact that you did that. Like, I can't believe that you did that. Why aren't you not mad? And the man's like, but you talking about the lady I dropped off, like, all that time ago? You still carrying her? Like, right. Like, that kind of stuff. Those are the kind of things that you have to look at yourself and say, whoa, I do control my happiness. I do control what's going on in this. So it's all about the way I'm looking at it that will help me control what I'm actually seeing. So it's like, oh, Okay, so it all goes hand in hand. So it's good to know who you are and what you love about you. Or the easiest part is if you don't love it, you might not like it. But if you love it, you love it. But if you don't love it, then you know that that's not what you want. Because when you realize what you don't want, that's another form of happy. Because you start to make that form and you make, oh, no, I ain't doing that. That, I'm sorry. My bad. Like, don't do it that way. But, you know, no. We've come too far to be in a place where you can't grab happy. There's too much stuff going on in the world where everybody's all upset and everybody's going to go. Everybody's going to go, but nobody wants to just stop and say thank you. So you have to take your own thank you. You have to walk in your thank you. You are your thank you. You be proud of what it is that you are doing. Be proud of what it is that God has called you to do. It really doesn't matter about the people that are in the way, because truth be told, they need to be a part of it, because without them, you wouldn't look as good as you do. And I'm not saying it like, you know, you're better than someone, but there's a place in all of us where if you can channel the happy in you, you're going to be giving the love away. You're going to be giving that love out. It's just going to happen. It's coming out of your pores. Why? Because that's what love does. That's what God is all about. You know, because they say God is love. Don't get crazy on me when I start flipping, because y'all understand that the tag says God got goons for a reason. We all out here walking this thing, talking this thing, doing what we need to do what we need to do, because guess what? We ain't going to be here forever. We ain't going to be here forever. And I know that when I leave here, I'm going to be so satisfied, because I did not leave any stone unturned about the fact that I was telling you something better than where you at right now. And I ain't telling you you got to change it, but I'm telling you should look at it different. You'll receive it a whole lot better. Somebody out there saying, this girl is all the way crazy. And guess what? Sometimes you got to be backbone stone crazy so that people around you can know to leave you the hell alone in what it is that you believe in. Because when you believe in on something and you go and you get it, there is nothing that anyone will ever be able to stop you from doing, ever. Ever. Understand that. Y'all, if you didn't know, I'm the author of Surviving Tough Times on your march to set go. That book came from one of these episodes itself, from this platform, from D-Block. What up? Right. The things that people don't want to be, the things that people don't want to grab to, the things that people don't want to resonate to. No, that's the happy place that was for me. You understand? And God met me there. God met me at the well and had conversations with me. Yes, I said it. God met me at the well. That's love. You do understand that. I keep trying to tell people, y'all throw too much shade at the Samaritan woman. I ain't lying. The woman at the well saved a whole city. All right? So we missed that point. We talk about all the junk that she got going on, but we missed that one point. And that one point is extremely important. Wouldn't you agree? But if you're out there and you want to join in, come on in. Jump in, grab a seat. 319-527-6091 is the number. You are, you got to press 1. It'll cue the board, and then the board will tell me that you're here and you want to speak. So what I'm going to do is I want to actually poll my audience. And the reason why I want to poll my audience is because I was torn, because the young lady asked a good question. How is it that she can be in love and not be happy? What is going on? Is she looking at things the wrong way? Is she seeing it like, is she looking at, she must be, I don't know. That's what I said, baby girl. I have a podcast called D-Block Church, and I'm going to bring it to the spot. That's exactly what it's called. Now, y'all do know, I love you because I know you're commenting, and I know you are, and that's the blessing of it. And, right, so when it comes down to actually the love and the happiness of it, there's a piece in there that where you're like, you're not even really there yet. So it's like you're doing it because you need to do it, but the love is not there yet, and therefore the happy hasn't been generated. Like, it's funny because it says happiness, but at the end of the day, I'm more of a joyous person. I believe joy gets you a whole lot further, because something has to happen to you to make you happy. You got to be happy about something. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, you know? Like, it's something about how you sit happy. Why are you happy? You're only happy because, you know, something happened or something made you feel this good, so that's why you're happy. How do you feel when none of that stuff is happening? Do you still have your happy? Like, are you still holding on to that happy? Because if you're still holding on to the happy, then maybe it'll work. But tell the truth and shame the devil. I'm not holding on no damn happy. I'm mad. And if you're mad, you know, it's really hard to hold on to a happy. And then you come in contact with people, and then now you're subject. You know, you've left your guard somewhere else because of the fact that you were searching for that happy. I call it joy. I call it joy because nobody can do anything with your joy. No one can actually tell you to stop or steamroll on your own joy. They just can't. The only thing they can do is walk the hell away from you. That's the only thing someone can do to you is walk away. And if they walk away, understand that you probably didn't need them in that circle, in that energy of whatever it was that you were giving, doing, however that is. Because that's what happens with love and happiness. You can walk into a building because of the fact that you are in that much love with everything, with light, with the Creator. You are the light. And it's shining brightly through you. If you are like that and you can walk into rooms and you see and you can feel atmospheres change, I'm speaking to you. It's you. You are the power. And the blessing of it is you're not alone. As crazy as it sounds and as crazy as it seems, because most of the time when you're in the circles of where you are by yourself. The difference is you are not alone because there's someone else working in another circle doing the same thing. But that same love is permeating through something, and guess what it's going to be causing? Forms of happiness. Someone just said, where is she going? Where am I going? Take it 2021. Look at your children. Look at your neighborhoods. Look at where we are right now. Look at all the things that we could do if we put love in the air. If we put love in happiness. Right? Because right now, I don't see the love. I'm going to be honest. I'm one of the friendliest people in the world. They make me want to be me. And that's not good. That's not good. But if you can understand it, then, you know, I check myself constantly because I don't like the unhappy. But I know what it is to be in love. Do you know? So it's different to be in love. Like, and mind you, like I said, this is all non-relationship. That love, that's a different type of love. You know, that's a different type of love. I'm talking about just the regular loving on life, loving on people, loving on energies of people, like loving what you do. That's what I mean. That's where the love that I'm talking about resorts to that happy place. Because there's places where you go when you're in love relationships that is not going to make you happy at all. So, like I said, 319-527-6091 is the number for you to call in, especially if you have suggestions. Because, trust me, when I heard it, I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. The things that I can do, the things I can speak on, I speak on. But if I can't speak on them, I just have to become the platform of a conduit to allow someone else to speak on it for them. Because someone needs to say exactly what it is that needs to be spoken in that moment. Because you know me. The only advice I can give was that you definitely want to be happy. Happy is a good place to be. But you have to understand that it's not so much you're happy, it's more so your joy, because you might not have the stimuli to make you happy, and you still have to keep going. You know what I mean? And I think I might have a caller. If there's a caller out there.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Say your name.
Can you hear me?
I might have a call.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. I'm going to take my earphones off. So I see there's a delay in real time versus air time. So let's see. We need to turn this stuff down, please. Am I still there? Am I speaking to the host?
Yeah, you're still here.
My name is Construct.
I
was able to make your acquaintance, not only get to know you, be in your presence, stuff like that. Appreciate what you're doing. Definitely offering some hope and some great information. Your topic about the young lady said she's in love, but not in love. Wow. Oh, pardon me, but not happy. Excuse me. She's in love, but not happy. I just want to reiterate that. She's in love, but not happy. Wow. That is really heavy. That's really deep. But as you were talking, I was taking some notes. And one of the first things that came to mind, when you talk about love, you're talking about a sentiment from the heart. Now, I know from that holy book, that holy writing, those holy writings, that many around the world hold as holy. The whole says the heart is treacherous, and who can trust it? So that love in connection with the heart is treacherous. See, I've seen, like, because, you know, from where I'm from, you don't put your hands on women because we deal with you. If you with us and you in confinement with us, we deal with you. You talk about D-Block, we deal with cats that put their hands on women abusively.
Right.
So we handle dudes like that. But the heart is treacherous. So I've seen where dudes would put their hands and abuse people on a regular basis, whether it be a dude or a woman hurting a man or a man hurting a woman, they put their hands on each other on a regular basis. And then when you try to rescue them, they will hate you. They'll jump on you. You'll rescue them, and they'll go back to that person because they say, oh, but I love him. Oh, but I love her, or whatever it is. I love them. The heart is treacherous. Who can know it? The Creator warns us about the heart and about this love. So, yeah, you can be in love but not happy because you're not listening to the warnings that the Creator has given us, like, you can't listen to the heart. You got to be careful when it comes to matters of the heart. Then there's different types of love. There's different type of love. These books were written in Hebrew and Greek, right? Some Aramaic. But love comes in what? Two forms that comes to mind: agape love, and then you got philia love, which the city of Philadelphia is named after this Greek word, philia. And does this look like a city of love? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not a city of love at present. At times it can be, but, you know, but the city of love. And we got I think we might be leading in the murder rate. I think we done passed Chicago.
Yes, we have.
City of love. Right? We done passed Chicago. In short, you have to for me, I'm not going to say what somebody else has to do, right? I have to control the heart and recognize that the heart is treacherous, that it would tell me that you love something when it's killing you.
Right,
and
exactly.
The Creator gives us some mathematics to be able to fight against that. Love is defined in Corinthians. And when I read that definition that's defined in Corinthians, you know what I realized? I ain't never loved nobody because I'm not doing it according to the guidelines.
Right.
So once we take that shield, that suit of armor that's provided by the Creator, once we take all of that and put it on, then we can start to love somebody selfishly. I mean, pardon me, selflessly, altruistically. Whereas though their needs is greater than mine, and I can put myself, see, like, you know, that person that walked the earth, thinking, they say he was pretty wise and pretty smart, and thinking he went by the name of Jesus, said, you got to disown yourself. See, that's the greatest love, when you can disown yourself and then care about somebody else. And when I looked at those definitions that's in Corinthians, man, it really set the guidelines of what love is. Love don't rejoice over unrighteousness. Love is don't keep account of injury. Love don't, you know, get jealous. What do you mean, love don't get jealous? What? I thought it was cool to act jealous. Love
right.
don't get jealous. Don't look for his own interest. So once we start listening to the mathematics that's outlined in these holy books, then we will realize of, you know, us thinking that we're in love but not happy. See, it's some adjustments that we have to humble ourselves, you know what I mean, to be able to benefit of being in love, really. I mean, and sometimes you just got to say, hey, I got it all wrong. I just had it all wrong. And just humble myself and recognize that there is a creator that's powerful and more smarter than me and teaching me how to live. And yeah, you know, I appreciate this topic. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, D-Block, you know what I'm saying, from the hood. So definitely appreciate that. You know what I mean? Understand the knowledge there with the whole D-Block concept. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to let that go. But thank you so much. Thanks for having me talk a little, say a little, share my wisdom. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you. And don't forget, you are always welcome on the block. That's why the block is here. It's for the whosoever will. And that's the ones that definitely pick up the phone and press one. Oh, no, you can talk. You can get it in. Because the blessing of it is, like I tell everybody, you know, everyone says raise up a child in the way that they should go. So we all were raised in some type of a way. I'm not there to judge to say it was better than mine or yours was worse than mine or however. This is how it was. So because this is how it was, when we resort back to it, we're going to resort back to it. So now's the time to be starting to resort back to things. In my world, I'm resorting back. But the way that I have to resort back is I got to resort back so that everybody is able to come. Everybody is able to understand. But he said something that's so powerful, because in Corinthians is when they do give you the breakdown of what it is. And the funniest part is, I think it's what, we had seven of them, right? Chappie's on the line. She'll give me direct the answers of everything. I know it was, you know, what is it? Aren't they the fruits of the Spirit, as they would call them? And then I guess he would say that the only thing is charity, and then the number one thing that you should do is love. Like, it always runs back to love. Like, everything else you can do, all those other things kind of symbolize everything. But like I said, the way you move is because of the love. If the love is shady, then, or the love is shaky, you're not moving properly. You're not moving foundationally because it's weak. You understand? So like I want to say about maybe 3 months ago, I got like a heart check. Real rap. Like, I got a straight heart check. I didn't know that I had an issue with my heart that I had not really handled. I never looked at it and dealt with the situation. I just moved on. You know how many of us move on with something and then we now have a whole entire life on this void of something? So when it comes down to the foundation, maybe it's not as solid as you are expecting it to be, or maybe it's not as solid as it needs to be. So that is another reason why, like what you just said about humbling yourself, it's sometimes the thing that we need to do. Because if everything is perfect and everything is good, you're right where you're supposed to be and all that kind of stuff, and you're in a bad spot, how do you take that? You have to take that with all the pride in the world and know that you're one of God's chosen, you're one of God's favorites, and the only reason why he's bringing it to you is so that you can make it through it. So that you can figure it out, so that once you formulated how you did it and fit it and put it together for you, now you can put it together for the next man. That's how that works. That's what life's about. You learn life, you live life, so that before you die, you've given your lessons of life to somebody else, so that therefore your life does not die in vain, because your whatever you taught will now be there for another generation. But ask yourself, are you really out here talking? Are you out here giving that love away so that you can be happy, one, because when you're giving that love away, it's going to provide a happy place for you. And then not only is it going to provide a happy place for you, but it's going to make someone happy because they get to receive it. It sounds crazy, but it don't. Listen, they say it's only crazy if it don't work. I ain't seen it not work yet. Yeah. 319-527-6091 is the number. Today we're talking about love and happiness. And what is it all about? Do you know your love language? Because that's what really it comes down to. Do you know who you are and what makes you tick? What do you like about you? What do you like for you? I should say, not about you, because that's a whole nother topic. Look, now that is a whole nother topic, talking about some, what you like. Well, let me explain. Yeah, right. Yeah. What are you explaining? Of course. I think I have another caller. That's better than a caller. Come on in there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me say first, I'm loving the topic this evening, love and happiness. And I really wanted to piggyback off of what your last caller was saying, because what he was saying was so true. What he was saying was oh so true. And first, to the young lady who is in love but is not happy, as one of the, I'm not going to say elders, like, you know, Social Security elder, but as an elder in the community, I want to apologize to you, because the reason you're not happy is because we sold you and taught you the wrong thing about what love is and what love should look like. Like, you know,
Wow. We
told all the children, you know, they get married and they live happily ever after, and we forgot to tell them at the end of that fairy tell that between the marriage and happily after was a lot of hard work. We also forgot to tell them that, as the man was saying, there's like in the English language, we only have one word for love, and that's love. But there are actually 8 different types of love. 8. But we call it all love. You have a love that's not really an emotional love, but it's more pleasure of the flesh, which is eros. You have, as he said, philia, which is the brotherly love or deep friendship type of love. You have pragma, which is an adoring love, which you usually see with elderly couples or friends who have just been friends forever, but we just, for all of those things, we just say, oh, it's love. So you may be in love, but you may not be in the love that you think should have you in a relationship. And then the other thing is, as Sister Adrian said, and as the brother said, if you're not happy in the relationship first, that means that you're waiting for something to happen to make you happy. You have to have joy within yourself. And the last thing is almost like electricity. It's difficult to tap into love unless you are connected to the source of love. So, like, if you have a relationship with God and that person doesn't, it's almost like somebody jailbreaking the electricity for their house. They done tapped into the wire. It's hooked up illegally. So you getting brown out, you know, where the light gets real bright. You hear this noise and the light gets real bright for a second, and then it dims back down real low. That's what's going on in your relationship, because you got somebody trying to connect to you illegally. Don't mean it's not still love.
You better go on and tell them they got a wrong connection and they getting stolen electricity.
Listen, it's a wrong connection. And that's what the relationship is. It's just like a brownout. They have periods where everything is real bright. Everything is happy and he's doing things to make her happy and she's doing things to make him happy, and then the light dims down. It's not connected properly. You cannot really, the truth of the matter is you cannot really experience love. You can't offer it or give it unless you yourself is connected to the source. And if you're trying to connect to somebody or allowing someone to connect to you that is not connected to the source themselves, you're going to have nothing but hell to pay for it.
Mm. Drop the mic, why don't you? Like, I mean, hello? I don't want to hurt anybody. It's Thursday. They got to still wake up until Friday. We got one more day left. Like, y'all know who that was, right? Y'all know who that is. She been on fire since Monday. I ain't going to tell you nothing. She been on fire since Monday. But so fast. All facts. All facts. And the blessing of it is there's always still time. There's time to change what you're looking at. There's time to look at what you're looking at and change the perspective of how you see what it is that you see. Because you might have to move. You might have to leave. You might have to do the things that you need to do for your happy, because you got to go get that love. And I mean, like she said, if you're not connected to the source and you actually have like an adapter or going from, you know what I mean, like an extension cord running, especially from your neighbor's house, you know you're going to jail. On the fact that you're going to jail with it, I think you might want to look at it a different way. But what I do want to thank both of you for calling, though, because both of you have put it into a different perspective to the point where if I were to say, all right, now, when he was talking, what was that, 1 Corinthians, I want to say 13:3, right? And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Right. That was, like, that's love. I was having a conversation the other day, and someone was talking about, like, livelihoods, like, making money, doing what you need to do. I'm thinking, well, you know, you can do what you need to do by loving on people, and it kind of does what it needs to do anyway. And they were, like, taken back from it. And I'm thinking, I remember the day I sat in the church and I heard somebody say, only what you do for Christ will last. It started to make me mad. And I was like, whoa, hold up. Because I done did a whole lot of things already. And they really wasn't for Christ like that. So what you mean? Okay, well, so that stuff is not supposed to manifest into anything. Only what you do for Christ will last. That's what I heard. And because that's what I heard, then that's how I had to look at it. That's how I seen on it. That's how you stand on it. That's why it's like, okay, I understand the source of that love. I understand what it looks like to not even feel like you are being loved. But I understand what it looks like to still be that source of love. It's a responsibility, but it's a privilege to be able to be one of those people that God has called to do that. To do just that, to sit here and be that ear for you so that when you do have a situation and you do need to say something to someone and you can't get it off your chest or you don't know how to get it off your chest, you get it off your chest with me. And then we work it out and figure it out and then we put it together so that you can go ahead and handle whatever it is that you need to handle. But the point of it is without the love, you can't really see all of it. You see just what it is. Like and it's altered what you see. It is. What you see is altered, and it doesn't help anything. It doesn't help anything if you're focused on the fact that you're not in love. I think that brings sadness, you got me? As opposed to being focused on the love and bringing happy. If you focus on the fact that there is no love, that will make you sad. That's how I look at that. And because of that, well, you know, my face is misunderstood as the two faces, the duality of life. You can't have one without the other. So you choose life. That's where we are in this whole thing. Like, everyone has a choice at the end of the day to be happy or be miserable. Unfortunately, like when you see miserable people, I mean, you don't have to be like me. You don't have to be like me, but know that when I see you and you're miserable, I'm really going to ask you, what's the matter? I want to know why you're so miserable. You're breathing. You're alive. But I want to know, why are you so miserable right now? Because there's some miserable people in this world. I mean, they wake up miserable. I don't get it. But those are the types of people that, like I said, if they weren't here, we wouldn't have a job to do. Got me? If they weren't around and they weren't in existence and they weren't spreading negativity and disappointment and all that kind of stuff, we wouldn't be able to come behind them shining light and helping people see bright, like in helping them see clear than what they're looking at. Because that's what it really all boils down to. What you look at, what you see, how do you see it? So then the question is, how do you see it? Are you happy? Because I hope, one thing I will say is that I appreciate both of you because you both spoke something to the young lady. Because at the end of the day, if you are in love, you should just be happy. And if you are not happy, you need to figure it out. You need to find out, why are you not happy? What is it that you think that you're supposed to be getting that's supposed to be making you happy, but you ain't just making me happy? It ain't happening for you. Or is it that you don't know what love is? And are you there, love, trying to make something happy? How does it work? The one thing that I can say is that the blessing of love is that it's always there. It's always there for the taking. Like, people pick up love every day, or they should. Like, I don't know that people would leave love on the corner. Got me? Now, they might leave hate and all that other stuff on the corner, but if love was on the corner, I think they would pick love up off the corner. I think people would resonate more with love than they do with hate. And we just need to be the people that are speaking up on it and be bold in our witness and let people know that it is the love that I have. It is the love that he has for me that is allowing me to be the love and the light that I am for you. Because that's what happens. You just need to be able to reiterate what's going on in your situation, because the people are going to, they are resonating with your love. They are resonating with your light. Because of, so, you know what I mean? So it's more so you, your energy, and understanding the power of your energy and how it all works. And it looks like I have another caller. Caller, are you there? Come on in. Have a seat.
Hello?
Hello?
Thomas Adrian, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm loving this topic. And it's kind of hitting home a little bit. Because, love can, I used to just think love was about marriage and being boyfriend and girlfriend, but you can be friends with somebody and have love. And I say that to say this because I have a friend. I don't love him, but I like him a lot. And I like what Pastor Tori said, because when two spirits don't align with each other, it's not going to work. If he's Muslim, I'm Christian, and we always clash. Like, even when we trying to make it work, it just don't work. So I like what she said about that. When two spirits don't align with each other, it's just, like she said, it's like using bad electricity in the room. It's illegal. It's just that spark is going to eventually blow up and it's going to die out. And that's kind of just what happened yesterday. Like, my spirit with him was so irritated. It irritated me so bad that I was out with my kids and I couldn't even enjoy myself. So today I didn't text, I didn't do anything. I'm just like, I gotta cut this off. Because it's not what I want, and I know I deserve better, because I want more than a friendship, but it's never going to work.
Well, so don't say never. Because one thing I know.
I'm going to say it won't work with him.
Okay. I want to say, yeah, don't say never, because, girl, that thing I have in the
yeah. No, I'm not saying never.
Did you
know.
Say never?
It's probably just no, not never. Not never as in meaning, you know, with anybody else. It's just never
right,
with this person. I don't see it ever going in here. I see every time we stop talking and we reconnect, it's always the same thing. So it's just time to just let it go, you know. It's like randomly. It's time to move on.
Come on. And the blessing of it, I wanna thank you for your transparency, because what people don't understand is that you are not alone. There are so many people that are feeling in those types of situations. There's so many people that are in situations just because that is the situation. They don't even, like, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's situations that's happening because of fires and stuff. You know, the kitchen burned down. And did you ever say the kitchen burned down? So I'm over here, and since I've been here, this happened and this has happened. But now I'm looking at it. That's why love is important. Because if you know where your source is coming from, then you know what it is that you want and what it is that you don't want. And that's what I've been realizing it, and I bless God. I thank you so much for your call, because we're going to do the call of salvation, because it's so important, especially in a moment of this energy where we are, because you got to understand where your help is coming from, because that help is not going to show up at the door maybe because you called somebody. That is going to be the help that just walks up on you on the street and gives you exactly what it is you need, or says that encouraging word that you need. So what it is that we do is we call it the call of salvation, where you're actually saying that I want to be a part of the team. You know, I don't want to just be listening and hearing and understanding. I want to know that I have a source. I want to know that I got a direct connect, basically. As Chad was saying, you want your circuit breaker to be in the house with you, all right? So that something, if it do short circuit, you good. You ain't got to worry about surging and then it dimming because you done tapped into somebody else's seat. So the way that it works is that you just basically have to know that God loved you enough to do all that he did and all that he did so that Christ can be born, walk, and talk, and teach the example of what it is to just do that, what it is that God has called us all to do. And that is to exist together in freedom and in harmony. But it comes with love. And without the love, it's extremely hard to find that happy. So in that case, like I said, grab joy. Because joy is something that you can always sit in. Like, I'm a singer, y'all. So I find joy in singing songs. It might be the oldest song that I've ever heard in my life, but I love it. Why? Because that's the moment where my happy comes. Like, that's the moment where my joy is sitting, and it's giving me what I need in that happy spot. That's because of the love relationship that I have. So if you are out there tonight and you do not have a relationship with Christ, and you do not have Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you need to ask him to come into your life and save you. Come into your life, walk with you, talk with you, show you the way. Order those steps in the manner in the which that he has planned out for you so life can become exactly what it is, life, a beautiful, well-lived life. Ask God to look and examine your heart. Ask God to fix what's wrong. Keep what's right. Throw out what's wrong. But ask him to do it for you. He'll do it. And if you do it, or I should say when you do it, don't be ashamed. Trust me when I tell you, you are not alone. We just don't say it enough. You know how Kevin Harper like, say it with your chest. We need to start saying it with your chest. I'm a believer. You know what I mean? Like, please, like running out there like that. And when we start to do it in that manner, when we say boldly, for God I live and for God I'll die, people will understand that you're happy. It's coming from a love that can't nobody take away from you. They leave you alone after a while. They really, really, really do. It doesn't even, I was about to call on, but I'm reading. I'm doing better, y'all. I'm learning how to speak, communicate, be on the call, and also on the live, talking and reading stuff. But I will say, what is today? Today is Friday. Today is Thursday. It's D-Block Church, y'all. What up, what up, what up? If you know anything about Purpose Kingdom Network, I advise you to go on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom and go check out our archives. And when I say our archives, there are over 1,940-something, whatever that episode was. But there are that many episodes. And each and every one of those episodes breathes life into a situation that we're seeing today. We started this 5 years ago, but it's so right now. Those words from back then are so right now words that you would not miss out on anything if you check out these archives. And then please like them, share them. Also remember, we have Purpose Kingdom Network Radio. That's PKN Radio. That's pknradio.com. Right. We have that whole thing where if you want gospel music, you get gospel music all the time. I love it. I am not going to lie. I am a bona fide PKN radio person because I love gospel music, and you don't get to hear just gospel music, uninterrupted gospel music. It's like, you know, you got to do advertising or whatever. But I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So if you know anything about anything, work on your love. Work on your love, because then you'll find your happy. You work on your love, you'll find your happiness. And then you'll realize that they all go hand in hand. They coincide with each other. You really can't have one without the other. You don't really want one without the other, because if it was all that way, you probably wouldn't want it. Isn't that what they say? So happy is a place that you get to when something has made you that. So in this case, if you got love on your side, then you will find yourself happy. And baby girl, if you are in love and you believe you are in love, then find out why and what it is that you are unhappy about and just fix that. But if that's real love, you should be able to put that on the table, and then you guys will figure that out as well. And that makes that, I guess, even more better, right? So, but definitely, 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 y'all, hit me up if you have to. I have www.misunderstooda.com. That's MSUNDERSTOODA.com. And we have IMA Industry is coming out. I'm not sure if you know anything about IMA Industry, but you know how I am about our children, right? And this thing says that I am anything that God wants me to be. So, until next time, I know that tomorrow's Friday. It is the end of the month, though, so we probably going to take a break. I don't know. Check us out, because you know we either here, there, or anywhere. Get on Blog Talk. Figure out when our next thing is doing it, because all you have to do is call and they'll tell you, right? But I appreciate you all for listening. Until the next time, which will be in 2 weeks. Oh, kids are going back to school. Yo, y'all. I applaud children all over the world. Don't get them.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.